Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson for Friday, and it's podcast day. To bring up in short order one or two podcasts that you might not have heard about, but could really enjoy. This week, it's Talking Scared. Look, there are plenty, I mean plenty, of horror podcasts out there, good and bad, and mostly boring, especially to people who've been watching and reading horror for a long time. You tend to feel like you're waiting for the host to catch up, but there are some exceptions. I enjoy The Horror Virgin for its depth of knowledge and pure enthusiasm, and I've already asked Eloquent about the Random Number Generator Horror Podcast number 9, and I have a personal connection and a real affection for the two ladies who do Kim and Kat Stay Alive, maybe, and it's especially good for newbies to the genre, but sadly, that best fall off pretty quick after that. Except for Talking Scared. Now, this is a straight interview show, an hour of the host, a writer about horror as opposed to a horror writer, named Neil McRobert, who lives and works in the north of England and has thought deeply about the unique aspects of horror fiction, past, present, and future, and has apparently read everything in the field at least twice. Hey, the guy's got a PhD in contemporary Gothic fiction. I didn't know you could get one of those. And writes regularly for folks like Esquire and Elle and The Guardian. And apparently, he knows everyone. You would be hard-pressed to find a writer of modern horror who hasn't done this show at least once. Everybody from Paul Tremblay to Chuck Wendig to John Langan to Nat Cassidy to Tanarive Due, Clay McLeod Chapman. I mean, there are over 175 interviews already. And here's the best part. He's actually pretty good at it. Look, interviewing is an art in itself. Doing it well requires preparation and thought and the ability to listen and think on your feet. Trust me, it's not nearly as easy as it looks. But McRobert has it down. And he's got an obvious, undeniable, bottomless love for the genre that shines through in every conversation. Oh, and here's the weirdest part. He actually reads the book of the author he's interviewing before he interviews them. And he has smart questions and isn't afraid to both praise and challenge them. You can tell that the writers are enjoying the interviews as much as he is, and here, trust me again, that is very rare. He doesn't stray into horror movies or TV. He is strictly about the books, and he's good. And if you're a horror fiction lover, you'll love this podcast. And you'll end up with a list of books to read, too. He's already pointed me towards half a dozen that slipped by unnoticed, and I owe him for that alone. Links to all the casts I mentioned above are in the show notes below, so give it a try and let me know what you think. Have a good weekend. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.